from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You're following the 76ers New Jersey thing?
So, yeah, I am.
Jersey's attempting to put up the money.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah, that ain't going to happen. And now it's popped back up again.
Well, I think money has been mentioned now.
Money's been mentioned. The Sixers have acknowledged it.
Mm-hmm.
Because before it was New Jersey saying, hey, come here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the Sixers, saying, we got to be open to all things. They didn't say anything, you know, specifically. We got to be open to all things. Now it's getting mentioned, like, they're talking. Camden, New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
is where it's at. That mm-hmm. is risky.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not far from Philadelphia. It's actually a lot closer, like a lot closer than Santa Clara to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So it could happen, but I would think, and I don't know their money situation, you know, like Oakland, but I would think that'd be a big fail on the city of Philadelphia to not build the arena they want downtown, all this other stuff. Like, that feels like it's got to happen. You got an opportunity to do it. Like, you can build. Everybody's doing everything downtown now. It revitalizes the area. It is. Nobody has built an arena downtown and be like, this was awful.
This was a terrible idea.
Should have never done that.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, this is great. You got a chance to do it. Get it done. Don't let them go to Camden, New Jersey. That's crazy. Now, reportedly, regardless if they went to Camden or not, they'd still be the Philadelphia 76ers. I don't think they'll turn into New Jersey.
Yeah, Sixers. Let's not do that.
What, go to Jersey?
No, let's not go to Jersey. Uh-huh. But let's not go to Jersey and be the Philadelphia 76ers.
That's what they would be.
That's dumb. Get the jersey.
San Francisco 49ers.
Well, that's true.
They're not in another state, though. That is.
Well.
It was like the New York Giants being in New Jersey now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it's like,
is it closer?
You can see
it's right there. It's separated by, like, I think the turnpike.
Yeah,
like the stadium is in this big, you know, space, and I think it's the Hudson. It's right there. Mm-hmm. It's like New York City is you can see them both at the same time.
Yeah, stadiums in New York City are pretty cool. Like, it's, with being in Harlem,
it's Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah. Being in Harlem and looking over the water and seeing Yankee Stadium in the Bronx is pretty
cool.
Yeah,
that's fire.
I got to get to New York, man. I got to get back there, man. Come on, man.
Camden, New Jersey, and it's Wells Fargo Center, right?
Yeah.
Not Wells Fargo Bank in Roseville. I need Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia.
Which is in their little sportsplex area.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's 20 minutes.
The Camden from the where it's at
from
now?
From where the arena is at right now. And I just searched Camden, New Jersey, not a specific spot. It could conceivably be
even closer.
It could conceivably be like 8 minutes away. It really could.
Does that change everything?
A little bit. Like, because who does that inconvenience? Oh, this is such crap. Yeah, no, just drive across the freeway, right? Like, sir, you can see the stadium. It's right there.
It feels like it would just be the thought that it is in New Jersey.
Yeah, no, that's problematic. I understand that. That's very problematic.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to like, if they build it, is there a like a waterfront? Is that what we're talking about?
That I don't did they have
I don't know if it's gotten that specific yet. 76ers move.
So wait, like, how am I seeing? I'm up on, where is Cam?
$400 million in tax breaks to lure. Let's see, Camden, the pitch from economic, da, 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 da. Because if it is on these waterfronts, it's like 5 minutes away.
Look,
it's 5 minutes away from the current stadium.
I'm looking at it right now on like a Google's map. It is right here.
It really is.
It looks like our studios to Topgolf.
I think it's closer than Topgolf is to us.
That is kind of crazy. Yeah, it is right there.
It just really depends on where in Camden they're talking about.
If you're Philadelphia, though. I mean, but see, those things like that, though, that affects Philadelphia. Because, like, they wouldn't
absolutely
be getting money.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? They wouldn't be getting that money. So the other funny thing about that is it's like, as close as it is to where they are right now, it looks like it might be even closer, the distance between Camden and downtown Philadelphia. So the difference between, like, moving, because if they were to move in Philadelphia, they'd move downtown. The difference between moving to Camden and downtown Philadelphia, it looks like it could be mere minutes.
Is downtown Philadelphia where, oh, there it is.
It's like right, what is that, adjacent to North
Camden. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I see. It is. It's further away. Oh, there's Temple. Okay, now I see where we're at. Oh, that's hilarious.
That's crazy.
It's closer. That is tremendous.
But once
good luck,
again,
76ers.
Once again, if you Philly, you're gonna lose all that money.
Yeah, right. Pitches just comes as the team in Philadelphia are negotiating over a $1.3 billion arena. The team had announced for the city's Chinatown neighborhood. So I just saw that. The Chinatown neighborhood. Bro, that's hella far away.
Where they wanted to Philly?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, y'all might want to reconsider this.
They don't want it downtown?
It says in the Chinatown area. Which, I think, if I zero this out a little bit.
Oh, there goes David Buster's.
Well, there you go. I mean, and there's West Philadelphia, where Will Smith was born and raised.
I don't even see the Chinatown area.
Okay, this is way too deep of a dive into Philadelphia neighborhoods.
How many boroughs does Philadelphia have?
Oh, good question.
I don't think they have any.
I don't know. I don't think we ever got to the bottom of that.
Well, we did.
We did? What was the bottom? What was it?
You have to have the boroughs. They have, what is it, municipalities? So they have a...
It's municipalities involved.
they don't. So the mayor of New York resides over the Bronx, Brooklyn, Staten Island, all this other stuff. Elk Grove has a mayor. Roseville, I think, has a mayor, all this other stuff. So that's the difference between the boroughs and just being another city.
Does Roseville have a mayor? I don't even know who my mayor is. Roseville has a mayor. Placer County has a mayor, maybe.
Different county, too, yeah.
Is there a Placer County mayor?
Is there a mayor of Roseville? Maybe, maybe not.
This is the dumbest radio
I mean, there should
show.
Be, yeah. It's its own city. If it's its own city, right?
No, it's not. Roseville's not a city.
It's a town.
Yeah, it is.
It's an area. Well, there he is.
Yes,
there he is.
Hey, let's call him up.
Bruce.
What's up, guy?
I'm sorry, Bruce.
Hey, you.
I can't say Bruce's nasty. I've never known this.
Let's call up the mayor of Roseville, man.
There's a mayor of Rockland. Yeah. Hey, hi, Greg. There's a mayor of Folsom. This is ridiculous.
So that's
what do we have all of these mayors for?
West Sacramento has a mayor now.
Boroughs.
That's what?
They working. They working over
Ooh.
There.
Well, yeah, they are they working. Work. They got a lot to do over there.
That's why they're not boroughs. Because the mayor of New York oversees the Bronx, Brooklyn, Staten Island, Manhattan, and Queens.
Oh, this is dumb. Mayor I have never heard of
mayor
this individual
Flo does
before.
Not, is, will not oversee
Damn
Elk Grove.
Right, will not. No, I know she won't. I can't even vote for Dr. Flo.
Oh, man. For real?
Did all that campaigning for her, all that fun. I can't even vote for her.
Damn.
I live in Placer County. I got to vote for Bruce.
I wonder if I can. I should be able to. I'm in Sacramento County, right? Yeah, Elk Grove is.
I'm sir, I think that's your... You should know that. I assume.
I'm just making sure. I thought I could. Yeah.
Well,
I could.
If you live in
no,
Sacramento
I
County.
Yeah, I voted for the mayor before.
Vote for Dr. Flo.
Yeah. But yeah, that's why there's no... That's the difference between a borough
and... Well, my apologies, Bruce. It's nice to be... You're not even my mayor, Bruce. Greg is my mayor. Greg Johnda is my mayor.
John Poole. Good knowledge. Roseville became a city in 1908. Yes, it is a city. Or 09. Sorry.
All right. It's ridiculous. So when your mail comes and it has Rockland or Roseville, that's what determines whether you have a mayor. What's yours say? Does it say Elk Grove or Sacramento?
It says Elk Grove, but I don't think that determines that. Because you send mail to the Bronx.
Grove,
you send it to Bronx,
mayor.
New York. You don't send it to New York. It's I don't know how they determine like we're having a mayor or not.
But. I'll get a city official on the line.
Buddy, I think you have a mayor.
I do have a mayor.
Elk Grove, you have an Elk Grove mayor.
Yeah, that's why Elk Grove isn't a borough.
So you can't vote for Dr. Flo then?
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't think.
I thought I voted for...
Why Steinberg get all the love then?
Well, because he's Sacramento mayor.
Yeah, but look, there's a Rancho Cordova mayor.
I wonder what that's like.
He's going to be at the Cricket Wireless.
Cricket Wireless, Bailey, September 20th. Pull up on us. I'm out on this whole. This is ridiculous.
Elk Grove is the largest neighboring city to Sacramento. Roseville is second, I believe.
Okay, very good.
I think Elk Grove has like 180,000 people. I think Roseville has like 155, something like that.
Elk Grove is obnoxiously.
Roseville ain't small either.
Well, Roseville, yes, that's true. Because especially now, I think Roseville keeps getting bigger because you have West Roseville now, and like out where like John Bull is, like that just they just keep finding more Roseville out there.
When you talk about the grounds being in Roseville, and we're in Roseville,
right?
That's a
not
long
close.
Ways away.
Well, that's like when I searched your house in what was it, Sheldon High School?
Hell yeah, that's a strike.
It was a 30-minute drive.
That's a strike.
Both of them are in Elk Grove, and it was a 30-minute drive. That's insane.
Yeah, that's a strike.
Absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. It's all started with the Philadelphia.
I think we should change all of this, and we should have boroughs. I mean, sure, if you want to have mayor or whatever, but I think Sacramento, once again, going back to a conversation we had 3 years ago,
yep.
We should have boroughs like New York City.
I think Ramsey is here to explain all of this to us. Ramsey, what's happening, man?
Unfortunately, Kenny, you can't vote for Dr. Flo because you don't live. Unfortunately, you don't live in the city limits of Sacramento. It's even more broken down when you have to vote for your city council and other topics of that matter that belong to certain districts of the city. Like, for example, I might live in North Sacramento area. I can't vote for things that go on. I can't vote for someone that's representing the Oak Park or South Sac. It's broken down to city, then it's broken down by regions or neighborhoods, unfortunately, when it comes to small sector events and or people that you have to vote for. I mean, it would be nice for you to vote for Dr. Flo. It would be nice for Damien to vote for Dr. Flo. But unfortunately, if you don't have a 958 zip code, and I think there's even people in the city of Sacramento that can't do it because they live too far out, that can't truly vote for many city officials as well.
Ramsey, what don't you know? I think Ramsey just laughed. Oh, my God. Did Ramsey just laugh?
There's a lot.
Ramsey laughed! Hey!
There's a lot I don't.
Hey! All right, Ramsey, we appreciate you.
Name five things you don't know, Ramsey.
Hey! What a moment!
So I'm going to tell you right now, there is a lot going on in that phone call. There was a lot. First of all, we got good knowledge. There's that. Second of all, I say get rid of all this. We need Burroughs.
Mm-hmm.
I want Burroughs in Sacramento, period. The mayors can keep their jobs and stuff like that. But I want Burroughs, all right?
We'll repurpose some of these mayors.
Third, Ramsey laughed.
That's crazy.
That was
crazy.
So that was a laugh, not a chuckle, right?
No, that was a moment.
Yeah,
Cut this for 2000.
And look, number four, I don't want to be an S starter, but people fighting back in the chat. People fighting back.
What are they fighting about?
Oh, what's going on?
I don't care. I ain't fighting with nobody. Ramsey laughed.
No, they fighting back in the chat. They didn't have enough. They didn't have enough.
Okay.
They didn't have enough.
All right. Stop it.
Peace and love in the chat.
Nah, it's all love. This is a...
Peace and love in the chat.
This is a historic moment.
What are you doing, Kenny?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It was the first time he'd had enough. Look, Kyle even saw it. He's like, yo.
That is a first.
Y'all stop it. Will you stop it? You guys dapped it up.
Ramsey like, have it. I don't
like
know.
Like Floyd and 50.
Yeah, was like Floyd and 50.
Yeah.
So that makes us Vivek?
I guess it does.
Absolutely.
I guess so.
Yeah, so if you can vote for Dr. Flo, that's who you should vote for. I guess I can't.
I guess Dr. Flo can't keep the Philadelphia 76ers out of Camden, New Jersey.
Which is literally a hop, skip, and a jump.
It's from here to Kaiser across the street, dude. Like, wow. That's insane.
Oh, man, I got to go to Philadelphia.
That's
man.
A hell of a threat, though. Like, yeah, no, just move across the street to an entirely different state.
They even show on this map, like, where the water belongs to New Jersey and where it belongs to Pennsylvania.
All right, that's a bit excessive.
Well, who gets control of the water?
Well, what are you going to do with the water? Like, what do you need control over water for?
It's the Delaware River, by the way.
Okay. I don't know what to do. Just go to commercial and we'll fix this when we get back. All right. Okay, this is annoying. I'm just trying to confirm something before I send everyone on a ridiculous... There it is. Okay. All right. Head over to ESPN1320.com right now. Oh, wait, everybody. Go to ESPN1320.com. Mm-hmm. Go to the contest link and click on the link that says enter for a chance to win tickets to WWE at the Golden 1 Center. Mm. We've got great seats. We're giving them away all week. Just click on the link, fill out the entry form, and boom, just like that, you're entered to win tickets to WWE SmackDown.
Yeah,
a live edition of SmackDown at the Golden One Center on September 20th.
There we go.
Again, that's at ESPN1320.com. Click the contest link, and boom, you'll see it right there. It's the only contest that's there, WWE SmackDown at the Golden One Center. So enter to win those tickets. Of course, we mentioned earlier that Bailey is going to be at Cricket Wireless in Rancho Cordova on that same day from 9 to 11. So if you're out there autograph seeking and picture seeking and all of that good stuff, Bailey's going to be out there at Cricket Wireless. So that'd be a lot of fun. I'll be out there as
Northern California's own Bailey.
That's why our name's Bailey.
Yeah.
From the Bay.
I didn't know that. Is that for real? Is this
No, she's you. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, she wanted to pay tribute to where she was from.
Nice.
She I think from she's from
San Jose.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I think. She's from San Jose. I'm gonna confirm that because being wrong. Her name is Pamela.
She is from San Jose.
Okay. But I knew. I remember the story that the name Bailey is from the Bay Area.
Nice.
Fever clinched a playoff spot last night.
Hey man, good for them.
Yeah, they're not only are they above 500, they got a back to back. They got the Sparks tonight.
That's a win.
Well, it should be, but the way that they're playing, it absolutely should be. They're 17-16 right now. Their turnaround should be acknowledged. Like, this is a hell of a come up for them. Like, they looked rough to start the season. We joked yesterday that we fired Christy Sides like 7 times, and this team has absolutely turned it around. They're playing good basketball right now.
They are.
And I'm going to stop short of saying they're a threat in the playoffs, but, man, I'm interested.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm interested.
What they can do at the guard spot with Caitlin Clark and Kelsey Mitchell is dynamic. Dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kelsey, she's just a flat-out scorer. Caitlin, with her ability to score as well, but also ability to stretch the defense with how she can shoot the ball. I mean, that is formidable against any team in the W right now. And you got Aaliyah Boston doing what she does. And they've got this system of getting up and down the court that is causing problems for everybody. So I look at Minnesota, I look at the Liberty, I look at Connecticut, even though they beat Connecticut like last week. If they draw one of those teams, I don't think they win. I don't even think they beat the Aces.
That's a tough series.
You know,
Aces roughed up Chicago last night.
Yeah.
Chicago's looking. That's 7 straight.
They're still there because the
Dream. Well, Atlanta couldn't take advantage, yeah.
But they're leaking oil. They are leaking oil. Still no Kennedy. So I don't know how they fix that. I don't know. I mean, you read the schedule. That will help a little bit, potentially.
Yeah, they had to get through last night's game. They've got some bad basketball teams ahead, but they got Atlanta on, like, the second-to-last game of season. You know, we talk about bad basketball teams. Washington's had a horrible year. They're not out of this.
No. Washington, actually, we thought they were going to lose damn near every game. They're pushing for...
They're right behind Atlanta and Chicago, who are tied at 11-22. Chicago has the 8th spot right now. Atlanta couldn't take it from them last night when they played Phoenix. So you have Washington, and this is bad, but this is the bottom of the playoff picture at 10-23. Phoenix has fallen off a little bit. Watching how their playoff run goes will be really interesting because they have fallen.
And I don't think there's anybody in the bottom half that can beat the top four teams in a series. That's best of three, right?
First round?
Yeah. I still don't think that can happen. I mean, it gets a little dicey when you talk about best of three. But, yeah, I don't see any of those top four. I don't see them losing.
I think it's... It doesn't seem right. Is it best of three and all in one location? Do I have that right? Is that wrong?
That might be the case.
I can't see the WNBA flying back and forth. That's the reason I say that.
Yeah, since they have no no conferences.
Right.
You know what I mean? It could be New York versus Seattle in the first round or something like
that. Oh, my God. Right. Yeah.
So, yeah,
right.
You're probably right. Or they may start on the road.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's it. I feel like there's something weird to that the first round of the WNBA playoffs.
It should be all three on the road, though. Because even if you start on the road, that could be dicey because you lose the road game and now you got to win two in a row if you're the higher seeded team. That'd be a mess. I meant to talk to you about this yesterday, but we talked about Portland being awarded a WNBA franchise. I don't think they announced
it. So, it's best of three. The higher seed hosts. I guess this is the way you do it. The first two games.
If you're going to do best of three with no conferences, that's the most fair thing to do. Because you can't tell one franchise that.
You don't get a game.
Yeah, no matter what, you don't get a game. So
yeah.
That's the best way to do it. You won't want to start it on the road. So, yeah, that makes sense. Portland is about to be announced officially, I guess, in the coming days as the next expansion team for the WNBA. And that, I think, is that 17? They got 12 right now. The Valkyries 13.
Yeah.
There'd be
Toronto
15.
14.
So it'd be 15.
Correct.
We've talked about this in the past. I think the sweet spot for them is going to be 20. And that's why I think Sacramento still has a chance. Because you want to get enough where you can have conferences.
So 20 is at minimum of a decade away?
That's the sweet spot, a decade.
Okay.
To get to 20. I think you get...
So tell me when I'm 55 years old, 54 years old, I can go to Monarchs game again.
There you go. That's how we go do it.
Will we have beaten the Valkyries for our colors back?
Yes.
We want all... Yes. And be clear, I get this is a little violent. We want all shades of purple over here.
So, yeah, I think... So 15, I think they're going to go to the Bible Belt. So that'll be 16.
Yeah.
I think they're going to hit that Philly.
We established the Bible Belt makes no sense, right? Because that could mean you're referring to the Carolinas is what you're referring to.
Yeah. I think you're going to hit the Philly, that Philly area. I think they'll get a team at some point.
What about Camden?
Well, now it's a stretch. I don't know if you want.
My bad.
But that's what they're going to play. They're going to play there. So now they're at 17.
Why is Portland getting a franchise?
I don't know. I have no idea. You know what makes it even worse?
Yes.
What's that?
They had one.
Well, that's one.
And how long did it last?
What, a year, 2 years?
Deuce and Maul were at 1140 longer than the Portland Fire existed. Not exactly. It was not quite. It was around for 2 years.
They have no business. Sorry, Trista.
2 years.
Sorry, the good people of Portland. You have no business getting this team.
No.
You have no business getting this team.
Absolutely not. None whatsoever. Absolutely not.
So, yeah, there's that. But the guy... One of the head guys, the killer, is, did you see, he's a Kings minority owner.
Who?
We got to pull up the name, but yeah, I saw that.
That's bringing the port.
Yeah.
They were called the Portland Fire.
That's trash, too. But he owns, I think, the Timbers, and he's a minority Kings owner. Come on, man. And now, if you're from Portland, you got to do whatever you got to do to bring something back to your city. I understand. I'm not trying to disparage
you. That's not the issue. Mm-hmm. The problem is we were told directly from people involved what hoops that the Sacramento Kings have been forced to jump through, or that the Sacramento area has been forced to jump through,
right,
to show that they want a WNBA team back. And you're not holding Portland to those things. An original WNBA franchise that won championships, that went to like four straight Western Conference Finals, that went to back-to-back WNBA championships.
And the support was there.
That was on the verge of winning a second WNBA title. They have to prove it, but a team that ceased operations after 2 years? Doesn't? Come on, man.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. My issue. If we hadn't been told what we had been told, I would feel differently. But knowing what we know about Sacramento's desire to have a WNBA franchise,
which
that's infuriating.
Which is real.
Absolutely infuriating.
And that's that. It just doesn't add up. But I do hold out some hope because I thought I had the guy's name here in front of me. But
I just looked at it. I wouldn't even know who it was.
Yeah, I don't know who the guy was. I just saw the report. But I do hold out hope because, like I said, I think that this is just my thought and what makes sense to me. Like, I don't need to stick on 18 or nothing like that. Get to 20. Get two conferences, 10 teams in each conference.
The Bathel family?
Yes.
They're minority investors in the Sacramento Kings. They will be the owners of the team, which will start play in 2026.
So you look at, we talk about, do they want Sacramento when they have the Bay Area? Well, you've got Seattle and Portland. You've got that. You get Sacramento and you get the Bay Area. You get LA. You got the whole coast taken care of at that point. The whole coast is locked in.
How close are Seattle and Portland?
I think they're about 2.5 hours, 2.5, 3 hours.
Okay.
It's further than
that. So that'll be because right now New York and Connecticut are the closest that I can think of. Mm. So that will, you know, the Connecticut Sun and the New York Liberty, Portland, whatever, and the Storm. Mm-hmm.
So I think you could do that. And then you have Phoenix. You have Las Vegas. I know they've talked about Utah and Denver. Just skip past that. But then you have your West Coast taken care of.
I know.
Hell, you got room. Go ahead. Get Denver. You can get Denver and Sacramento and still get to 20 on the list. Because we just talked about it. They would be 15 with Portland. We talked about the Bible Belt and Philly. You're still at 17. You got three more teams you could still add. Three more cities. So you can do Denver and Sacramento, whatever.
This is difficult to navigate through this graph. I don't think 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't think the W has ever had, let's see, if we go to Atlanta right here, that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Sacramento, 13. Houston, 14. So it looks like there was maybe a 3-year period with Chicago and Atlanta starting up, maybe a 2-year period after Atlanta started, that there were 14 teams in the WNBA. They've never had more than that.
And that made sense.
And that's why, because they were at 14. Houston was unceremoniously thrown in the garbage. And Sacramento was pawned off by you know who. And that took them to 12, which is where they have been. And it hasn't exactly been smooth. Like the Aces were the Silver Stars. They were in San Antonio. Detroit became Tulsa, became Dallas. So it hasn't been like, okay, just since the Monarchs folded in 2009 that, okay, well, they've been stable since then. Now, there's been some movement since then.
I'm looking at this graph.
Lots of ownership changes in that, too.
This graph is pretty interesting. It's pretty cool to see. But they just, it's just a graph of the league. And the only three that have made it all the way through, New York, L.A., and Phoenix. They got the Stars, the Utah Stars, to the Silver Stars, to the Stars, to the Aces. Shock, Detroit Shock, to the Tulsa Shock, to the Wings, like you mentioned. The Orlando Miracle, I do not remember them, to the Connecticut.
They became Connecticut, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Washington started
was 1 year in.
I was going to say, I think Washington started in 98, and they're obviously...
They've made it all
the way. They're around. Yeah, I think that's... could be wrong. I think that's that, I'm not wrong. It's Ted Leonsis's team. Mm-hmm. And he, mm-hmm. you know.
Washington was 1 year in. It looks like the Lynx might have been 2 years in, and they've made it through.
Yeah, Lynx were 99.
Yeah, it looks like 99. So I think, but the time, I think the time is right.
Fever are 20 years old. Seattle's 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Those were 2000s. Same year, the Portland Fire and Miami Soul started. Yeah. Good. Both of those teams lasted 2 years.
I think the time is right, though. And one thing I think about, too, is the fact that they've got a lot of money that's about to come in here with this media rights deal. And maybe that could help. Is that timing right? By the time they might do the next one, might be more expansion. They've got the 11-year deal, but they've got an out or something too. I think
it's not a out. If memory serves me correctly, it's not an out. It's an understanding. Mm. Boy, that can get sketchy. Mm. But it's I think it's pretty easy to quantify, but the idea, the league has, I don't even want to say the league has grown over the last 3 or 4 years. The league has exploded over the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I think the idea is if that continues at this pace, we have a different conversation to have. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there have been more WNBA games to top 1 million viewers this year than like in league history.
All right.
So there's a lot for networks mm-hmm. to take into account, and they could reap the benefits of all of this. Like, Asia Wilson is a star, mm-hmm. like a massive crossover star. Caitlin is a star. Mm-hmm. Angel is a star. Like, there are Sabrina, there are stars all over the place in this league. There used to be like one. Mm-hmm. It was like Candace, Lisa. There was like a few. And for a stretch, they were both in LA. Right. And now that's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
That's absolutely not the case anymore.
And then you've got, we talk about this all the time, but you've got, you know, such a good pipeline from the college game. I mean, Juju, Paige are already stars.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Juju is a legit potential. Everything changes mm-hmm. with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, someone posted the, yeah, okay, Angel, I think you hit me to this. Yeah, Angel and Caitlin can be Bird and Magic because Jordan's on the way.
Right.
And that was Juju.
Is Paige Isaiah Thomas?
Oh, no. Don't do Paige like that.
Don't do Isaiah that way.
Don't do Paige like that.
The man won 2 NBA championships.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Made like no. Give me some no. Give me something better for
Sabrina's
Paige.
Isaiah Thomas, little guard.
It might be true. Sabrina's a bigger star than Isaiah was back then, though.
Nah,
I disagree. Sabrina got that Kobe rub. Sabrina was a huge star entering the league.
But Isaiah, this is a sign of the time.
Why do you keep bringing Isaiah up?
Because he's one of the great basketball players ever played.
Because you want me to do a show like this?
No, don't do the show. Do the rest of the segment like this.
Keep bringing up Isaiah because you want me to do the show like this. Talk about how much I love Doug Christie. This is only funny for the people watching. The people listening on the radio, this doesn't make any sense. I can't sit that far away from the mic, so I gotta turn it this way.
No, that's a classic. That's a classic, man. But Isaiah, Sabrina's a massive star. She's got the shoe, Kobe mm-hmm. rub, and all this other stuff. But remember the sign of times. Isaiah Thomas was a college basketball star.
That's
on
true.
The last team that went mm-hmm. undefeated.
That's true.
At the time. When,
what's wrong? Come on, man. Focus. Focus.
Oh, man.
Right,
this is hilarious, man. It's hilarious. But, yeah. And then you got, like, the women's game is just from grade school, going all the way to grade school and AAU, the women's game is just popular. I mean, I talk about one of my findings on YouTube TV is, I mean, I knew the company, but I didn't know they had their own channel. The Overtime Elite channel, or the Overtime channel.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's all they do is show these kids who damn near aren't even in high school yet. They be showing these middle school kids playing basketball. They get their own little show and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And the young ladies are a part of that now. Mm-hmm. They're a part of, so you're creating stars in the basketball world that way, mm-hmm. you know, before they even step on a college campus. So
I think the W is really has just in recent years really started to take advantage of social media. Mm. And, you know, these women having their walk-in outfits just like the fellas do, and those being highlighted the way that they are, and teams making strong social media efforts with their teams is pretty dope. And it's why I really want the Valkyries to succeed, whatever Portland is.
I've softened my stance on the Vols a little bit. They're not going to be my favorite team. It's still Aces till I die. And then
Which
Sky
is so
on
weird.
Top
the
of that.
Aces are like 4 years old, and it's like till I die.
And then Sky on top of that. I'll go to Valkyrie games.
There needs to be a Valkyrie game at the Golden One Center.
I'll go to Valkyrie games. I know where you would lean, but I did think about this, and I'd like to ask the people this. And I don't know what I'd do, to be honest with you. If you can only have one, if the sports world said you can only have one more pro team, would you take MLB or WNBA? And I don't know.
You know what I would do.
Yeah. And I understand.
Yeah, you know.
I understand.
I want the Monarchs back. I want, like, Yolanda's jersey not being in the rafters.
That's, I mean, that should happen regardless.
Like, Yolanda is a
Tisha.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Like,
Tisha,
absolutely.
Ruthie's up there.
Ruthie's is the only one up there. And then Jerry. Like John Wisnett deserves a lot of credit for, as a general manager and a coach, for what this team, what the Sacramento Monarchs became.
Yeah.
It was a good general manager who made a lot of rough decisions. One of them was he got rid of Ruthie. Mm. He got rid of like Elena. He got rid of like that group that he was like, nah, we're going in a different direction. We're going in a younger direction. We're playing a completely different type of ball. Mm-hmm. And that was tough, but he did it. And it worked.
Yeah.
It worked flawlessly.
I think I love the W, and I love basketball. I think this city loves basketball as much as any. The city of Sacramento loves basketball as much as any city west of the Mississippi. Like, when you talk about, like, loving basketball, I think you get into, like, I think L.A. is there, like the city of L.A. I've experienced that. They love it on a crazy level. That's their number one sport. But then you got to wait until you get to, like, I feel like Chicago, like Northeast, for the love of basketball the way it is here. A lot of people in the chat, a lot of people when we put this on Twitter are going to say the W. They want the W. Mm-hmm. They want the basketball. Love basketball out here. I'm still an old school guy. I love baseball, man. And I don't, that's why it's so tough for me to say that you could get 162 games a year of baseball, an opportunity to, and I'm not talking about like just the A's. I'm talking about like if you had a team that was the Sacramento, whatever, mm-hmm. a chance to get the World Series, you know, playoff baseball here in Sacramento. I'm sitting on the fence on my own question. I don't know which one I choose. I really don't.
MLS?
Those two are behind MLB and – or excuse me, MLS is behind the other WNBA two. And MLB for me.
What do you think it would be for the city? Do you think MLS would be behind the other two?
That's a good question. The reason why I'm not sure is because there's a passion for all three sports
right.
on a crazy level. Like the youth – we've talked about it before. The youth soccer movement – here in Sacramento is crazy, crazy. One of the biggest in the nation. I just talked about how they love baseball. Traditionally, like when you dive into the history of this city and supporting stuff, there's a reason why they say it's a baseball town. They love baseball here. And it's about to go crazy when the A's get here. So I'll get off the fence on that one. I think they would say the WNBA first because there is – the Monarchs. They love the Monarchs here. And if you could say you could bring the Monarchs back, yeah. I think the city might say WNBA first.
But that was 15 years ago.
True, true.
15 years ago this November, that franchise ceased operations. Does it hold weight for someone who's 30 years old?
It's a good question.
I don't know that it does.
What do you think? You think MLS would be number one?
No. I do think Major League Baseball would be, though. I think there's so much invested in MLS that if we put a poll out there for the entire city to see,
wait a minute. I know his damn headphones ain't on again. Come on.
Let the man eat his lunch. He got talked into it. Wow.
I heard it. It was just egregious. I wasn't sure if that's what I actually heard.
Joey Crawford over there. You know what? Forget it.
No, I want to hear this.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I want to hear this.
I don't want to talk about it anymore because we got to get to game 19.
We do have to get to game 19.
I don't know the answer, though. I feel like it would be Major League Baseball. I feel like that soccer crowd would go really, really hard for that. And I feel like it's not the WNBA. It's the Sacramento Monarchs. The Sacramento Monarchs were 15 years ago. And I don't know how many people have the warm and fuzzy memories for 2005. We'll come back. We'll see if we can get to the bottom of this. Plus, game 19 in the top 20 Kings games of the season.
I wonder what Ham would think. I want to ask him.
Yeah, absolutely. Stealing with Casey here on ESPN 1320. James Ham going to join us here at the top of the hour. We'll get his thoughts on Sacramento and the Poe franchises and what that will look like, or what he thinks that would look like. That was an interesting conversation there. We'll also get his thoughts on this as Kenny is counting down the top 20 games of the 2023-2024 season for the Sacramento Kings, and we are here at Game 19.
Yeah, man. Game 19, top 20 games, like my man just said. And we talked about it earlier. This was just a fun game. Going back and watching this. This is going to be one of the happier games all year. It took place. Lost my page real quick. But it took place March 13th at the Golden One Center. The Kings taking on the hated Los Angeles Lakers, and they win 120-107 at the Golden One Center, led by, like I said, you're going to be seeing this a lot, a triple-double from Domantas Sabonis. 17 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists. He had a double-double at the half. He was 10-10-6 at the half of this game. And he just, once again, just bullied Anthony Davis. Harrison Barnes, 23 points, 7 threes, 7 of 11 from beyond the arc for Harrison Barnes. Much like Harrison, didn't do much else in the stat sheet, but when he scored, the Kings were pretty good. That was good to see. Keegan Murray had 19, 21 for De'Aaron Fox to go along with 7 assists. One thing that stood out to me in this game, Keon Ellis was starting. Giannis played really well. 14 points on the night, 5 of 8 from the field. Great defense. He had 3 steals on the night.
Keon's second game starting.
Keon looked good in this game. That's one thing that I kept looking at as I was watching and kind of taking my notes or whatever. It's Keon Ellis. He looks good out there. And he looks like he fits as like a starter. Like watching that game, he looked like he fit as a starter.
You know what is great about this? It's not great about this specific game. It's just great about the entire season. So we talked about this. I don't remember if it was on the show or before. I watched the wrong game. But what's great about it is I watched the game a week prior when they beat the Lakers. I just went to my March notes. I knew what the game was. I went to the March notes. Kings beat the Lakers. Oh, got it. I didn't look at the scoring. Oh, Kings beat the Lakers. There it is. I watched them beat the Lakers like a week earlier. So I've got nothing to offer this game because I watched the wrong one. I watched the wrong time that the Kings beat the Lakers.
There were so many times last year.
There were so many.
It's understandable. You get caught up in losing the getting the wrong game.
And these games were so close together. And it was literally right now that I realized I didn't watch the right Lakers ass whooping. And that's the other thing. They were both ass whoopings.
No, they were. They have one close game.
I had notes for this game, and it was like, what? Keon. What?
We'll save it.
Oh, well. All right. Look at that.
I said, Keon starting. He said, wait a minute.
Not only did I have notes, I had notes for like what happened after the game. Yeah, I'll just burn those.
Well, don't do that. I can promise you that. Don't burn those because Fox went off in that game. So, don't burn them notes. I'll tell you that right now.
Wasn't just Fox, but that's for sure. Man.
Yeah, but no, this one was at home. This was the one to make. Oh man, I got some notes here. I think this got Domas to 10-0, right?
10-0 against Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Got him to
that was the last one, right? That was the fourth one?
This was the last one, yeah. So it got him to 10-0. Anthony Davis. I'm going to read you guys just some of the notes I took as I was watching this. Sabonis is killing AD early. Water is wet.
Well.
That's one of the notes. He just beats up AD. He just beats him up. Austin Reeves is probably the most overrated player in the league in some time.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and this wasn't the right.
But
game
that, I was gonna say that
he had 13 points in the first quarter. He was killing in the first.
Like, are these your notes from the rewatch or your original notes? Oh, okay, okay, okay.
LeBron's hair is wild.
Okay, sir. what are we doing here?
LeBron's hair is wild.
Come on, man.
No, it's crazy. The big bald spot in the middle, but he's, keeping it fresh up here, kind of. It's wild.
You can cover that stuff up in the middle.
Yeah, I don't know.
He does it. He literally does it.
Not really.
He just doesn't
do
it.
Really look,
he doesn't do it during the NBA season.
When you look straight on at him, like, yeah, he's doing a great job. But then, like, he turns his head or, he's talking to the ref and you're like, yo. Not doing as good of a job as I thought.
Are you suggesting LeBron needs to shave his head?
Nah, LeBron could do it. This is brand at this point. Just keep it. Give it along.
I don't know that this
wouldn't
is his brand.
That wouldn't. It's part of it.
It's not like the brow. Like he's not making money off of his hair.
LeBron's hair is a talking point.
Well, it's definitely a talking point.
If he went bald, we wouldn't be talking about LeBron's bald head or nothing like that. Keep it, bro.
Just copying Michael Jordan.
Here we go. Keon played really well in the first half. You didn't see this. Maybe I could
pull it
up.
Sure didn't.
this isn't funny, but it's only funny because he's okay. At the 7:08 mark in the second quarter, Malik Monk dies.
Oh, no.
Malik has a collision with Anthony Davis, and is just down on the floor for just motionless. That's why I kind of hope you would have seen
like
it.
Draymond Green chalk outline motionless.
I'm gonna try and find it and put it on the screen here because here we go. I think we're going into it. So I'm at the exact point. I think. Oh no, here we go. So and like I said, I haven't found a way to put the screen up. Larger, but so we'll see here. If you see, like, there's the game, whatever it's going on. Malik Monk, I think he misses a shot. Anthony Davis is going back, and Malik. So, and there's Malik. Watch Malik go to the ground, and Malik's dead.
He's dead. Yep, I remember this. Yep, Malik is dead. Yes, he is in fact dead there on the floor. He has not moved. Good God Almighty. He is not moving. Hey, DeMont, hey, bro. You good?
Malik is
I remember this. That's amazing.
So I was dying seeing that in the replay, man. Also, Dorte had some good minutes in this game. Dorte played well. I think he had like 6 points in the first half. So good for him. And then I don't know if you remember this, but
this was a couple of games into Herter's injury.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Herter in street close. Sabonis with the – do you remember the photo that came from this game where Sabonis makes a move on AD, knocks AD down, he scores, and Sabonis is flexing and yep. AD's on the ground. Like
yep.
This.
Yep.
That came up later at the end of the third quarter, and it was iconic.
Hanging in the entryway of the Golden One Center. Yep, absolutely.
So that was game 19, and this was a fun game. This was a fun game.
Sounds like it.
The Golden One Center was turned up. This game, I had this in my notes too. At the time, it had the King at the
38-27.
38-27. It got them to, I don't know, they were in seventh place at the time. Mm. They were a half game behind Phoenix at the start of this game. I don't know if it got them the tiebreaker and into six, but that's kind of where they were at this point. And it kind of kept them clear of the Lakers. Well, we thought it kept them clear of the Lakers. Lakers ended up catching them. Because it put them three games above the Lakers, and they had the tiebreakers, and they still got caught.
So you said seven?
They were seven going into this game.
Do you think we collectively kind of romanticized the end of the season a little bit? Like, oh, only if Malik and Kevin hadn't gotten hurt. And no one really ever brings up Kevin. I'm just being nice. They all bring up Malik.
Yeah.
Like, oh, only if Malik hadn't gotten hurt. Like, we were in the seventh spot.
I don't think there's like a point where it's like if Malik was healthy, oh, then the Kings make the playoffs. I don't think that was the case at all last season.
I don't think so either.
So
I feel like we've gotten a little too comfortable with that narrative, given that the team had kind of been a little rocky most of the season.
So here, maybe so, but here's what I will say. I'm just going to go from March 6th.
Okay.
They were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I appreciate you going from March 6th too, because that was the game that I watched.
Yeah.
So thank you for starting from there.
So from March 6th to the 20th, I'll do one more just for argument's sake. The 26th, they were 8-5. They were playing, looked to be pretty solid basketball. They had some bad losses in there. Washington.
They lost to the Bulls.
They lost to the Bulls. Well, that one didn't. I didn't count.
Or not in that. Yeah, they lost.
They lost
the game
Houston
before
at
the
home.
Sixth.
They lost to the Knicks at home. They lost to Washington on the road. Bad loss. But they were 8-5 in that 13-game stretch. Malik gets hurt after that 13th game, and they went 4-7 to finish the season. So with everybody there, they were three games above, and they lose Malik, and they finish three games below.
So that doesn't get you to the sixth, though.
But the whole point was that whatever eight and five is, whatever percentage it is, I could say while they weren't dominant, they would have played that type of basketball to close it out. They ended up playing. Like, it was like a six-game swing? Like, they were three mm-hmm. up with Malik there, mm-hmm. and then after he was gone, they ended up being three down, three below 500.
Yeah.
So, I see what you're saying. I get it. It was not like they would have turned into the Thunder with Malik there, but yeah. I in a situation where it was that close, I think that was the difference between them getting to the six and not getting to the six. This is Malik Monk. They might have gotten the six by one game. They might have gotten the six by a tiebreaker. But I think Malik Monk was the difference.
Phoenix was six. So they lost it. They weren't going to get the tiebreaker. They lost it.
Which was a game they lost to Phoenix at the end of the season.
That's what I mean.
But Malik
Monk.
Oh,
you're saying if. Oh, I'm saying if. Oh, okay, I got you.
Because if Malik's there and I'm saying
I got
they
you.
Win that
Maybe
game.
They get that one. I got you. I got you. Phoenix wound up finishing 49-33. Kings wound up finishing 46-36. Yeah, I mean, I guess with your strictly mathematical scenario, they would have finished seventh or potentially sixth, depending on, you know, if they were able to get the Phoenix one or not.
That four, I'm not exactly sure. That 4-7 stretch feels like the worst stretch they had all year.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, I don't think they. I don't think they played that bad. All
they had another one where they lost.
They had a.
They lost four in a row.
But I think they didn't. They immediately follow that with four wins in a row.
I'm on a knowledge by you. Yeah, and then they lost.
Because
they had a 3-5 stretch.
That's the Sixers, Bucks, Suns stretch, and I can't remember who the fourth team was.
Sixers, the wins or the losses?
The losses. What? It there was the
it
Sixers,
was Sixers, Bucks, Suns, and Pacers.
Oh, Pacers!
Pacers game at home.
Pacers.
No, nobody played. Remember
yeah,
that?
When Buddy booed, or Tyrese booed Buddy.
Yeah.
Every time Tyrese did anytime Buddy did something, Tyrese stood up and went boo.
So in that stretch right there, well, we followed up with four wins, but they had another one where they went.
Bring James in here.
3-5 after winning four in a row.
Yeah.
And that, other than that, I mean, that 4-7 stretch to end the season was probably their worst stretch all year, and it coincided with no Malik Monk. So those who think that Malik Monk, they once again, they may not have been great, but 500 would have got you. Well, that's 11 games, so you wouldn't have been 500, but that would have gotten you into the sixth seed.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.